Hello.
Evening.
Hello.
I want to start with saying that I'm so honored to be back in Over the Rhine speaking to you today. If it were not for the kind residents of Over the Rhine, I would not be standing here after having earned my PhD. For my dissertation, I studied the social costs of gentrification, specifically in the neighborhood of Over the Rhine. For 2.5 years, I drove from Louisville, which is where I'm from, to Over the Rhine in my little dependable Scion. It's out there. The goal was to interview all the actors involved in the transformation that is taking place in Over the Rhine. From the city, to the corporate interests, to 3CDC, to developers, to social service organizations, to longtime residents, to newcomers, and to the displaced and the homeless. Today we have learned a lot about gentrification. I want to first talk about the term itself and differentiate it from the term revitalization. One of the people I interviewed described gentrification best when he said, "Gentrification is an interesting word, and depending on the individual you talk to, it can be an enlightening, educational kind of concept to discuss. It can be a motivational concept from which to protest or to move or to get socially active or politically active. It can be a concept to bury and to hide and to work against in order to achieve your aims, your ends, your goals for building and construction. And so it really depends on your purpose, your intent, and who you are and what you're doing as to what that word means, whether it's positive, negative, or somewhere in between." Another person I interviewed described revitalization the best when he said, "I hate the term revitalization because it's always about money. This was a very vibrant neighborhood in 1968. Just didn't have any money. People kept talking about revitalizing it all. We're not dead. Thousands of people lived here. Give us money and we can revitalize. But no, they don't want to do that. Just move people out, spray paint it, bring new people in." Gentrification, in my opinion, is not a good thing. Revitalization does not have to be a bad thing. So we can all agree that what is currently taking place in Over the Rhine is a deliberate, methodical form of gentrification. As a developer I interviewed put it, "The corporations knew they had billions of dollars in fixed assets. They can't pick those buildings up and go away. Like, XYZ Corporation can't relocate their corporate headquarters. They've got Over the Rhine here. For them, $100 million or whatever it is to turn that liability into an asset, that's a no-brainer. So what do we do?" During my research, I came up with a few policy recommendations. Just cause eviction laws protect renters from being evicted without just cause. When that is coupled with rent control policies, it can be a powerful solution that drastically slows down the gentrification process. Rent control policies exist in 140 places and make sure that rent increases happen gradually. The rent control policy also makes sure that longtime residents can enjoy the increased standard of living that is the goal of revitalization. An exciting strategy that is currently being explored by community development corporations across the country is called resident stock ownership in CDC projects. The program enables longtime residents to invest in the neighborhood commercial real estate projects that are being headed by CDCs, in this case by 3CDC. Ownership in CDC projects will be a very powerful thing. It gives longtime residents a voice, and it makes longtime residents into stakeholders. It completely aligns the desires of longtime residents and corporate partners. As community assets go up in value, the longtime residents see their wealth go up as well. You're probably all aware of the anti-displacement policy. Mike Morosky ran on this platform for city council. There are also zoning options and other developer restrictions. But what can we do as individuals today? There are many things we can do and have already begun doing. Community-wide meetings, such as this one, where there is dialogue and where we are working towards mutually beneficial goals, will go a very, very long way. And I have to take a moment here to thank you all folks for coming here and being a part of this dialogue. Job training programs. I cannot stress the importance of this. This task needs to be spearheaded by the city or 3CDC, but even if they don't, we can collectively join our resources and create job readiness programs that will raise the potential for our people. If we can get 3CDC to make sure businesses hire a certain percentage of the resident population, we can make sure that some of the wealth that is created is captured internally. Another thing we need to focus on is our social service organizations. Somebody told me the story of a boyfriend being kicked out of the home that he lived in with his girlfriend. He did not suffer from a mental illness and did not have substance abuse issues, so he could not make use of social service programs that were available. I don't know for a fact if this is still the case, but we just need to be more sensitive to the needs of our population who experience the trials of life and end up in an unfortunate situation. Another way we can pivot ourselves is by developing ways and networks to provide social supportive services for those that have become displaced. I know that is extremely hard to do. People move, their addresses change, their phone numbers change. It becomes very difficult to keep in touch. But maybe if we can be more methodical and focus on the population that is getting moved out so that we can continue to provide services to them, maybe it can be as simple as petitioning the city for bus vouchers or a simple method of transportation so that people can continue to go to their place of work. And now I must end with the example of Prenzlauer Berg in Eastern Berlin since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Germany has had a very strong planning culture and less regard for private profit-making interests. A scholar named Levine studied gentrification in this community in Berlin and discovered that while government policy was promoting gentrification, it also served to lessen its negative consequences. How? By focusing on community participation, local job creation, the incorporation of newcomers, and forming partnerships with churches, charities, and social service organizations. So the takeaway is that through a deliberate, concerted effort, it is possible to have equitable development in Over the Rhine. And now I leave you with this thought. The only way to change the direction is to change the conversation. Thank you.